I'm going to use a thing called a desktop application, which some of you who were using computers before Web 2 might remember. Here we go. It's a thing called Scratch. Who here's used Scratch? I'm just going to sit down. Let me show you how I introduced Scratch, or how I introduced Scratch back in the days when I was teaching in a primary school. So, you know, this is what you get out of the box. It doesn't look that exciting, does it? We're going to get rid of the cat. Say bye-bye to the cat, everybody. Has anybody seen the film Finding Nemo? Yeah? You remember the fish tank thing, where all of the wonderful little fish in the fish tank each have their own personality? We're going to have a go at doing Finding Nemo. Now, how long have I got? Right, okay, let's do this quickly then. So, we've got a background here, and we're going to have a go at making a fish tank here, so I'm going to edit this background. This is the sort of thing which is pretty accessible to us primary school teachers. Here we go. Big brush. Some nice yellow paint. Oh, we need a bigger brush than that. Okay, here we go. Big brush. Okay, sand at the bottom of the fish tank. So far, this is the sort of thing which reception could do. They'll probably be carrying on doing this most years. Let's have some green paint, a little thinner brush. Here we go, and we have some sort of frondy things. It's roughly at this point during the lesson that I have my pupils saying, so, Mr. Berry, why is it then that you're not our art teacher? I can't quite understand it either. So there we go, frondy things. It's looking like a fish tank. No, it's looking like a desert at the moment. We're going to need some blue paint for the water here, and we've got a fill tool. Okay, there we go. So that's a paint program for you, and we've got our fish tank. Okay, it's not quite Pixar class, but it's not bad. For how long have we got left? Okay, so back to my sprites. This time we're going to... What else do we need in a fish tank? Well, obviously, we didn't want a cat in there, so it's a good job I took the cat out of the way first. So sprite is like a, you know, it's like a little character in the cartoon. Here comes a sprite. Now, you have got a number of these sprites which sort of come built into Scratch right at the start, but I'm going to have a go at drawing a sprite of my own. Thank you very much. So let's have a goldfish here. Here we go. I've drawn the sprite the wrong way. Okay. So the sprite's facing it exactly the wrong direction. That's a lot better. Okay, here we go. So there you go. It's pretty much Finding Nemo already. Look what we can do. You cannot do this with a paint program, can you? You can't move objects around on the screen without sort of, you know, doing all kinds of difficult things with rubbers and so on. But that's not really that exciting. Let's make the fish swim around the fish tank. Here we go. Move 10. Oh, let's have some control in there. So when I click the green flag, I would like that fish to move forward. Let's not have 10 steps. That's pathetic, wimpy swimming. Let's have it 50 steps. Are you ready for the excitement here?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Has somebody got an electronic drum roll here? There we go. How wonderful was that? Okay, so there we are. We've written a program. It is the visual equivalent of Hello World. Nobody's going to go home that excited at this point. Let's do some more interesting things. Let's have this fish swimming around a wee bit. So we'll make this fish swim around forever. Maybe not swimming 50 steps at a time. Let's have him swimming 10 steps at a time and doing that forever. So we've got a loop in there now. Oh, right. Stop. He's banged his head against the wall at the side of the fish tank. Well, goldfish, of course, one of the things which goldfish are renowned for doing is swimming around in circles. So let's see if we can make our goldfish here swim around in circles. Whoa! It's going to get very, very lonely, isn't it? Oh, poor goldfish. So here we go. My nephew has just got his first pets, which are two goldfish. He has called them Bill and Ben. So these are Bill and Ben. And that's pretty much what Bill and Ben do. So those of you who are into programming will say, well, that's not really an object because it doesn't belong to a class and all kinds of things like that. I think that's good enough for an object for when you're teaching Year 4 about programming. But that's not that exciting. As I say, you have built into Scratch lots of animals which, you know, people have prepared earlier. And again, when you're teaching this with the Year 4 boys, they will start putting the cat and the butterfly and the cow in the fish tank. I'm going to look for some more fish. That's a really nice, pretty, spotty sort of fish. Okay, a bit big at the moment. We can shrink the sprite down. We can do all kinds of things to modify these sort of vector-like objects. Here we go. So let's come up with some program for this fish as well. So again, when I click the green flag, I want it to start doing something. What do I want it to do? Well, I want it to carry on doing something forever. But rather than just doing this cartoon animation stuff, wouldn't it be nice if I could interact with these fish, if I could choose what the fish is doing when the program's running? Well, we've got the option to do that sort of thing. So what I'm going to do here is say, okay, if something happens, do one thing. If something else happens, do another. So we're already getting into if-then programming constructs. What are we going to have it test? Well, I'm going to test whether I'm pressing keys on a keyboard here. If I press the left key, I'll do that. If I press the right key, I'm going to do something else. And let's have a look, what can we make it do? Well, we can make it turn to the right if I press the right key. We can make it turn to the left if I press the left key. And of course, we're going to want the fish swimming around the fish tank, maybe quite slowly, because this is quite a sedate, serious-looking sort of fish. Okay, right. Does anyone want to... I'll play it for you. Okay, so there we go. It's swimming around. Oh, look, it's moving around. You can't see what I'm doing, but look. Don't not touch the keyboard. Nothing happens. I touch the keyboard, and the fish swims around. Okay, let's just do one more thing. So back to this fish over here. Sound. What did somebody say? Sound. Okay. So I'm dealing with Sprite 1, which is one of these fish. I'm going to have, instead of it doing it forever, let's keep it inside the loop. So what we're going to have in here is another control structure. If something happens, then something else can happen. And what I'm going to have in if it's touching Sprite number 3, which I could have named... Oh, stop! So you just click on it. It's one of the wonderful things about Scratch is you've got this sort of interactive development environment here. You can change these programs as they're running. If it touches Sprite 3, what's happening to the camel? I should have done a camel in here. How long have I got? No time. Oh, no! So if it's doing that, then I want it to... I want to hide it, okay? I can't... Oh, there it is, down the bottom here. Then hide when that happens. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. So my fish is swimming around, and then... Oh, I can't... There you go, I've got one application.